When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple at the airport heading out to Indiana. Jake
Indiana.
Shorts and Bill Bush with you, though, for the second hour. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy Steve Sterling have going on today?
Remember, he's crushing it.
And he has been.
He's been 2 out of 3 each week. He's 6 out of 9. You're making a lot of money if you're betting with Steve Shindaddy. So the first game up is New Mexico versus Utah State. New Mexico is 2-point favorites. Mm-hmm. He's taking Utah State.
Whoa.
He's taking the Aggies in that game. So that's my guess. UNLV, Oregon State.
Okay.
UNLV, Oregon State. He's taking, that's +6. He's taking UNLV, University of Nevada at Las Vegas. This is choice in that
Does
one.
Does Ben know that acronym over there?
I don't know if Ben knows.
He didn't know what UTSA was.
Ben, you know what UNLV was? Did you know that one? All right. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate that one. Wyoming, San Jose State. San Jose State, 11.5-point favorites.
Yes.
He's taken Wyoming.
Ooh.
He's taken Wyoming.
Okay.
So those are his picks for the week. So he's fired up on those. And again, if you just bet with him, you're way up right now.
He's a smart guy.
Can you imagine if every week you went in and you were going to wager and you knew you were going to win 2 out of 3?
That's pretty good.
That'd be pretty good. You probably want to bet the same amount on each game. That way, you're not getting hammered a certain bet and then go astray. He's making money for you guys. So that's what he's doing.
Thanks to Shindaddy, Midwest Bank, for always sponsoring Hour 2. It is time for one of our favorite segments of the entire week. We talked to our friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports for all the weekend's NFL and college games. Lee, did you enjoy the Dolphins' bye week with no losses?
It's great.
We couldn't be hurt this past weekend. It was now at the Colts this weekend. We're probably going to lose that one. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Someone asked me what they should do before the game, any rituals. I'm like, just take a sedative.
I don't think that's the worst idea for Dolphins football right now. I'm with you on that, Lee.
No, just got to make it another week. Make it through another week and then at least a little bit of hope.
Yeah, well, got to have some hope. Lee, let's get to the games.
Yep.
Massive one in the SEC. Texas, number one Texas, 4-point favorites against Georgia tomorrow. Does Texas get the big win at home, or does Georgia show that they're still a top dog here?
I think Texas is really talented. They are really good. But sometimes it's not who you play, it's what time you play that team, and also how you match up. So I know what Georgia's A game looks like, and we saw it against Clemson opening week on a neutral field. They dominated Clemson 34-3, and they held Clemson to 188 total yards. Since that game, Clemson has piled up between 405 and 712 yards per game. I thought we would see, you know, Texas against a good team, but Michigan, 131st rated pass offense, nothing special this year. And then Oklahoma, maybe the worst Oklahoma team we've seen in 25, 30 years. I just think that Georgia's desperate. They've already played Alabama. They're not going to be intimidated here. I like Georgia, straight up, 30-24.
Georgia, 30-24.
Yep.
That would be a big, big win for the Dogs. Michigan, 3-point favorites against Illinois, 2 ranked teams. I'm surprised to see Illinois, they're still a ranked team, but yeah, the Wolverines, 3-point favorites. Will they get the win this weekend, Lee?
So, this Illinois team could very easily be 3-3. I mean, the Nebraska game obviously could have gone either way. Mm-hmm. And then they could have lost last week to Purdue. So I think they're living maybe on borrowed time here. There's no big, you know, target on Michigan's back anymore. They've already lost two games this year. I don't think any of their three quarterbacks are any good, but Jack Tuttle at least gives them some type of diversity to throw the ball. And also think that they have the best defense and the better special teams. I'm going to take the points here. I normally would like Illinois here if they were a big underdog playing on the road, but a home favorite, I don't see it. I like Michigan here. I think first team to 20, Michigan 20 to 10.
2010, Wolverines beat Illinois. Yeah. Moving on, Iowa puts up 40 points last week at home against Washington. Didn't see that coming. They're 5.5-point favorites against Michigan State. Does the offense keep rolling, Lee?
You know, I think that this Iowa offense will. Are they spectacular? No. But they're not getting penalized a whole lot. They just play hard and don't make many mistakes, and they just do the little things. They win the battle up front here. This is a third straight ranked opponent here for Sparty off 31 and 21 point losses against Ohio State and Oregon. I was ranked two. They're not obviously as dynamic as those two teams on offense, but I just think that Sparty figures to go next to nowhere against the Hawkeyes defense. And let's not forget, prior to the Buckeyes and the Ducks, Michigan State lost to BC 23-19, which doesn't look so great now. And then their 27-24 win at Maryland ain't looking so hot right now either. So I just think their quarterback child is just way too mistake-prone. 8 interceptions, only 5 touchdowns, and the average fumble on the ball, so 2 times a game. I like Iowa here. I think they win and cover 30-17.
30-17 Hawkeyes. Moving on, again, we're joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through this weekend's NFL and college football games. Lee, Huskers head out to Indiana. Indiana's already bowl eligible. Nebraska needs one more win to get there. Indiana ranked, Nebraska not, at least in the AP poll. Indiana 6.5-point favorites. Will they get to 7-0, or is Nebraska giving their first loss of the season?
I mean, I've been riding Indiana. Great story, and they look so much better than anyone could have anticipated. Their offense is dangerous, but I have some real trepidations about that defense. I still don't think they're that talented. I think if Nebraska just sticks to game plan and is diversified and doesn't get in long down and distance situations, they're going to be fine. And they're front four. They don't have to blitz much, put pressure on the quarterback. They've averaged 5 sacks in Big Ten conference play, and I don't think Indiana's faced anything close to this defense. I like Nebraska as an underdog a lot better than when they're a favorite here. You're not going to see Indiana put up 42 and 41 like they did against Maryland and Northwestern here. Wrong team favored. Nebraska outright, straight up 27-20.
27-20, and more importantly, Nebraska gets to a bowl game officially with 5 games to go. That'd be a deep... Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
But I guess a sigh of relief here in Lincoln if that happened, Lee. Moving on to the NFL. Yep. Niners are 3-3. The Chiefs are undefeated, but the Niners are 1.5-point favorites in San Fran. I guess I was surprised to see this line. Were you surprised to see the Niners favored, Lee?
Yeah, I thought it would be a pick 'em. Maybe Kansas City won. I mean, San Francisco's a good team, but, I mean, Kansas City is just so strong. I mean, their defense, they don't get a lot of takeaways. Just make you punt over and over and over again. They make you earn everything here. Everyone talks about Kansas City down their best receiver, Rice, their best running back, Pacheco. But looks like San Francisco is going to be without their top two running backs. So this is going to be a tough, tough game here for Brock Purdy. No coach better off of bye than Andy Reid. 21-3 regular season record, including 8-2 with the Chiefs. And don't underestimate Patrick Mahomes. 13-3-1 against the spread as a dog since Mahomes took over as a starting quarterback in 2018. Wrong team favorite also. Kansas City, 30-17.
It just seems odd that when they're ever the underdog. So I'm with you there, yeah. Lee. 30-17. And last, go back to college football. Oklahoma, after a blowout loss to Texas, 2.5-point favorites against South Carolina, who almost beat Alabama, yep, is the wrong team favorite in this game as well.
Should be a great game. I mean, these two teams, most people can't figure it out. Defensive battle, probably. Both teams are going to empty the gas tank. They have nothing to lose. They need to get to a bowl. First five callers, I'm going to give it to them for free. Just call 800-400-9741. First five callers, we get Oklahoma and South Carolina. Me, 800-400-9741. Last week we had the 5 for $55 promotion both days with a 40 to 50 unit max wager. Went 4-1 both days, a combined 8-2. You want to start rolling and make money? We've won 6 of 7 weeks in football. You can get from now through the end of the month. That's 14 straight days of football. Call it not October, Locktober. 14 straight days, just $197. We're cut to $14 a day. How do you hop on board? Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next Friday.
Sounds good. Take care. Be safe.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Again, 800-400-9741, the number to call for his picks, or ParamountSports.com. To recap those picks, Bill, here's what Lee said. He has Georgia winning outright as a 4-point dog at Texas, 30-24.
I agree with it. The numbers say Texas because of Georgia's struggles with the game last week with Mississippi State. And so there's the numbers say Texas, but Georgia's backed into a corner.
They gave up 31 points to Mississippi State. That was odd.
If Georgia loses this, I'm going to say, well, they still have just two losses. Well, that does, you're on the cutting line now. One loss, you're not. I think that's interesting. The other ones, like I said, I'm going to go Illinois because I think that I like that the quarterback can get it done for Illinois. He's playing at a very high level. But I get it. That should be like more of a pick 'em game. So I like the Iowa one a lot. I like that. Love the Nebraska one. And the Chiefs, that'd be a game I wouldn't even touch.
So yeah,
I wouldn't. If I was a betting person, I would not be betting on that game.
Lee Sterling says Georgia wins outright, 30-24. Mm-hmm. So Texas, 4-point favorite, doesn't matter. Michigan, he has covering 3 points and beating Illinois 20-10 in that game. Iowa, as 5.5-point favorites, has them beating Michigan State handily, 30-17. Nebraska, as a 6.5-point dog, he says wrong team is favored. Says Nebraska outright, 27-20 tomorrow in Bloomington. Chiefs game, Chiefs as 1.5-point dogs, has the Chiefs winning outright, 30-17. If you want Oklahoma, South Carolina, and any other games, call 800-400 9741 or go to ParamountSports.com. If Nebraska 27-20, you think that's a fine score?
I like Nebraska in the game. I would think more of a 4-point game. And yeah. I think it might be lower scoring than what you think, because both teams can score, and obviously Indiana's been scoring at an unbelievable rate. But like we said before, both of them are in the same boat with who they played. I think Nebraska's played a tougher schedule. The numbers say they're about dead even, like at 108 and 109. So there's not much difference from what the national has it written up. And neither one of them has faced a great team. I think Indiana struggles in the back end from what I've watched of them. So I think Nebraska's going to have a lot of opportunities down the field. I think they'll have those. There's going to be some time. They will move the ball. Indiana will have. They'll have some success at some point in time. But I think it's more. I guess more of a 22-19 game.
Okay. From YouTube, a couple of responses here. This is not about this. Andy chimes in and says, "Bill is missing it here right now in Flagstaff."
Was it snowing?
Currently woke up by sleet bouncing off my bedroom window.
Oh yeah,
in Flagstaff.
Oh no, it's unbelievable. I mean, you can't believe it. It's over 7,000 feet. It's the second highest stadium in the country. The first one is Wyoming. The second one is Northern Arizona. And then we had a huge sign that hung outside the visitors' locker room in the dome. A huge sign that said, "Please be cautious due to the elevation for health risks."
Wow.
And so we made sure. And then the other teams would always show up and they'd cover it up with like a blanket or a sheet or something so you couldn't read it. But yes.
Right.
But it was, the snow was, there were sometimes you'd come out of the dome and there'd be a foot of snow. It was just,
what happened?
Like that. It's called the Snow Bowl. They have a ski resort up there in Flagstaff. Okay. Oh, yeah. So it'll turn on you real fast.
Does it melt quickly or not?
Then you'll have a day. It could be 50 today, 50 to 60 degrees, but you still get that snow and sleet. So, God, I love Flagstaff. Rhonda's. Texas, has he ever been to Rhonda's Cafe?
Andy, chime back in. Have you been to Rhonda's Flagstaff?
Oh, what a place. I've eaten there.
And it's close to Sedona, which is also a beautiful place.
Yeah, very beautiful. Just down the road, Sedona.
Love Sedona.
And that is also, right now, Sedona would be 20 degrees. It'd be 20-mile drive, and it's 20 degrees warmer.
Is that right?
And it's straight downhill. Yep.
Dang. Mikey Mike says on YouTube, "Everyone is picking Nebraska to win outright, and that scares me."
Well, there's always someone's going to be nervous about something.
Sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It is, like I said, we're going to delve into that into Bill's
thrills. Okay, well.
It's part of the Bill's thrills.
We'll do that then. Well, before we get to break, Bill, there are three words that people in IT
three things.
It scares the heck out of them, which are what?
"I've been hacked."
Oh, man. Bad words.
Yeah.
Bad
words. Or like that. The election is not been handled correctly. Been rigged.
Oh, it's been hacked?
Yeah,
oh,
it's been hacked.
That'd be bad.
Who can solve it?
Applied Connective
Technologies
can. They are Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They can be anybody's preferred tech partner, though. They're in all 93 counties of the state. They do everything from managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Again, all 93 counties. So one team, all your tech solutions. Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation or call 866-358-0109.
They're the best. Get to them. They're like I said, 99% renewal. It's incredible. 99.9, which is incredible. And they have a chance to protect your incredible company. Please get involved with these guys.
AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, it's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.